W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Biden spent much of the day in California, seeing for himself the damage caused by historic storms. More from CBS's Danya Bacchus in Los Angeles.
More money and help is on the way for storm-ravaged California.
The people in California, I say it again, the country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
President Biden arrived in California Thursday afternoon to sunny skies, a contrast to the stormy weather the state has endured over the past several weeks.
All 102 snowplows in the southeast region of Minnesota have been trying to clear the road since Wednesday. Department of Transportation spokesman Mike Doherty says the plows can't keep up with it.
Maybe tomorrow, if you're driving to school or work, just plan to go slower. So just make those accommodations. Either leave earlier for your destination or call ahead and let them know that you'll be late.
It looks like investigators have hit a brick wall when it comes to finding out who leaked a draft Supreme Court decision 8 months ago. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford.
Calling the leak one of the worst breaches of trust in court history, the justices released a 23-page report that details steps investigators, led by Supreme Court Marshal Gail Curley, took to unearth the source, including interviews with 82 people who had access to a copy of the draft.
Prosecutors in New Mexico have charged actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The prosecutor did not find intent, and that's why you see these involuntary manslaughter charges.
One of the most influential musicians of the 60s and 70s has died after a long illness, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
David Crosby was one of the founding members of two of the most popular bands of a generation, the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Helplessly hoping her heart again hovers nearby.
The band ushered in rock's supergroup era, later adding Neil Young to the group. In a statement to Variety, his wife said his legacy will continue to live on through his legendary music. Peace, love, and harmony to all who knew David and those he touched. David Crosby was 81 years old.
Oakland's mayor has placed Police Chief LaRon Armstrong on paid administrative leave. The decision said to be related to an emerging police misconduct investigation scandal. A report by a law firm says the police department is mishandling internal misconduct investigations. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Thank you for joining us today in the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Coming up later this hour, we are going to talk to the founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is a satirical, or maybe not. They're not always so, they're a little cagey on whether or not their stories are real or not. But Wisconsin News Today, the guys who were founded that are coming here to talk about some of our funnier aspects of Wisconsin news. But now it is that time every week where we welcome Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, to the show. And he helps us tackle topics like career and love and fitness and family. And he also loves to help us make the right bets on DraftKings and FanDuel. But now fantasy's over, so he's no longer helping me with my lineup. But he's also my best friend of 15 years, so we always just have a lot of fun catching up with him every week. And then sometimes he and I are actually good at doing a catch-up, an offline catch-up. But sorry, Jane, maybe we should be inviting you.
No, that's okay, you guys.
Michael McCutcheon, how are you doing this week?
We're doing great. Thank you. Doing great over here. I got a ton of snow in Denver, Colorado the other day, like 7-8 inches. So it's beautiful out right now. It'll be gross in a week, but it's gorgeous now.
So you're doing better than us. We have zero snow.
Yeah, it is white out the windows right now, but it's nice. It's good. I have a dog. He loves it. It's fun. And don't worry, Jane, when Kristen and I do our weekly catch-ups, we always talk about you anyway, lovingly. So you're there.
That's true.
You're there in spirit.
That's true. we've included Michael in on the fun of our 100 ways to slightly improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we're just going to keep that rolling, at least through the rest of the month. And so we are on number 56. And so let's just jump into it. And then maybe we'll have some time to get into some other questions from you. And if you do have questions, you are welcome to submit them, whether it's about football bets or your life, 844-967-2789. But to start off, let's just get right into it. So number 56, call an old friend out of the blue.
I love this one. Don't you love this one?
I do.
Great.
I'm not very good at it. But it feels good. Do you feel pressure, though? Like, when you get a call from someone who you haven't talked to in a long time, do you feel like a weird pressure of, like, oh, God, like, because there's this expectation that you have so much to catch up on?
Right.
That it almost feels daunting to answer the phone and do the catch up game versus just the feeling of, well, we can just say hi.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like I'm in my 40s, so I feel very old. And now I'm at the age where I'm like, oh, God, if somebody's sick or if somebody's parents die or something.
Oh really?
No. I'm screening for death and cancer at this point. I'm like, no, but I'm always so happy to get them. It's usually just a message. Like, I was thinking about you and whatnot. So yeah, I just caught up with my old friend Philip. You remember Philip from back in the day. And he's finishing up his doctorate in psychology. And he's in Florida right now. And we just called each other out of the blue last week, and it was the best. We talked for like an hour, and it was just so great to just catch up on our lives. So I highly recommend this one. This is a fun one, but you're right. I think we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. People just want to hear what's going on, even if what's going on this week. They don't need you to be like, you know, I wrote a book and we bought 5 houses or something like that. They just want to hear from you, you know?
Jane, do you have thoughts?
I do. It just depends upon if you want to, I mean, do you want to restart this relationship? Because, yeah. Right? I mean, I can think of a whole bunch of people that I haven't talked to in 20 years, and quite frankly, I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, well, I don't think we're talking about those people, Jane. We're talking about the people that you think of very fondly who just live in a different place, and you maybe haven't caught up with them in a while. I'm the opposite. I feel like off the top of my head, there's 5 people who, as soon as we're ever in the same place, everything feels the same.
Right.
But I probably, at least the 2 that I'm thinking off the top of my head, I haven't talked to on the phone in like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But like,
I do usually touch base with friends who are out of state instead, at least once a year.
The ones that you want to.
Yes.
Okay. So James.
It's hard. I don't really do social media, but I don't know what you feel about this, Kristen, since you're on all the things that, like, if you see somebody's Instagram or you see somebody's Facebook post or their TikTok or whatever, I wonder if it makes you feel like you've talked to them more recently. You know?
Maybe that's a cop out because it keeps you from actually answering, like picking up the phone or to like call or answer. But like, if for the people who do share a fair amount of their life on social media, it feels like you know what's going on with them. I'd be like, oh, like without actually talking. So I don't know. Interesting. All right, moving on. 57. Every so often, search your email for the word unsubscribe and then use it on as many as you can.
Yes, this is unsubscribe. Pressing the unsubscribe button is my love language of 2023. Oh my God. I've unsubscribed from so many things in the past. How many days are we in to 19 days into this year? It's great. Oh, it feels so good. It's like, it's, you know, when you clean out your bedroom or your kitchen and you gotta like, and you're gonna take things to Goodwill, it's so hard to do that because it's so like exhausting to go through things. Imagine doing that, but with one finger. That's what the unsubscribe button is. Oof, it feels so good. Clean out your closet.
You can also have like a fake email. So like every time you have to sign up for something and give your email address to get the 15% off that you want for the thing that you're trying to buy. Just have like a KristenBuys@gmail.com, like something like that, where all of your garbage subscriptions that you did in order to get something, you had to give that, but then it doesn't go to your main inbox. That's a life hack for you.
I like that. My like the reason I got so many that I was on them is that once you get a couple of, you know, J. Crew, there's like a sale, or there's a sale like a home store or something, and if you saved 15% on something. Well, I'm not going to like unsubscribe and not get that deal next year at some point. I think that's like my way of, that's my hoarding. My hoarding was in my inbox. Yeah.
All right. This next one. 58. Buy a newspaper. I'm going to add a caveat of or subscribe to it digitally. Because I would say, you know, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or you could subscribe instead of hitting that paywall, but you don't necessarily need the physical paper. Do you get a physical paper?
I don't get a physical paper. I went to grad school in New York, and so the New York Times for like local students was really inexpensive. That just like made it really appealing for you to have it. And so I did that. And so now I've just always had it. And it's nice to have in the morning to like, you know, open up your digital paper and like see like what's going on in the world. But no, I don't get a physical one anymore. I used to get magazines. I used to get like GQ Entertainment Weekly and stuff like that, but I don't really get those anymore.
Jay, do you still have a paper?
No, we don't, because unfortunately, and we do subscribe to the Journal Sentinel. Please subscribe to your local papers. Yeah. It's really, really, really important. But the physical paper now has gotten so small that I didn't even, I would just end up recycling it all the time. And I felt badly about that. So we still have the digital subscription. I still think it's really, really important. And I do subscribe to a bunch of publications, but all of it's online.
Yeah. But it is. I agree. Buy a newspaper, even if it means digital, because as much as we've gotten accustomed to free content, what I would hope that they want, I would love, is like the bundling packages. You know how now, like, like with all the like the streaming wars of
Hulu and Disney,
the ability for, you're like, well, at a, instead of paying for each one individually, there's sometimes you see deals where you can get like these three for this price, and it's less than you if you were doing it for all three. I wish there was more of that for different, like the Atlantic, the New Yorker, or the other, you know, whatever. Instead of like every time I'm doing research for the show, I'm like, well, I can't read this one, and I already am spending so much money on different. So it's like,
seriously, because it adds up.
It does add up. And so, all right. Number
four. I always felt guilty. I always felt guilty with, like, if I don't read a digital one, I don't feel guilty if I'm like, oh, I didn't read the paper for a week. But if you get a physical paper and you don't read it, isn't that so, don't you feel horrible? Like, I'm just sitting there collecting, like, all these New Yorkers that you thought, because you were feeling very knobby one day and you wanted to subscribe to the New Yorker. And then now you've got, like, 30 of them that you haven't read. Oh, anyway, that's why I don't get the physical ones. I don't need physical reminders in my house of things I have not done.
Yes,
I don't need
that. You're paying for it and not taking advantage of. All right. Yeah. Number 59. Always have dessert. I don't know if I agree with this one. I feel like I used to have a big sweet tooth, and my sweet tooth, besides my Skittles, is less now. But sometimes I feel like at the end of the meal, I don't always need a dessert. Sometimes I want another drink.
Yeah, that is a dessert. Yeah, I would rather have an old fashioned probably 4 times out of 5 than, like, you know, a chocolate dessert cake. I mean, I like this in theory. You know what? Can we alter this one? Sure. I have this one.
We can do whatever we want.
If you're out to eat, always look at the dessert menu. I think if they ask you, would you like to see the dessert menu, you should always say yes to it and just consider it.
I agree with that. Jane, are you a dessert person?
I love dessert and I love sweets, but my husband just took me out for my birthday last weekend, and we both ended up taking half of it home. You just get to a point at some point, and as you get older, we don't eat
the whole thing,
and we don't eat as big of meals as we used to. So I would probably get a dessert to go, but I think it's about treating yourself, and I think it's about not denying yourself all the time. If this is something that you enjoy, right?
Agreed.
Jane, maybe new rule, like on birthdays, we have dessert first. And then if there's room for dinner, fine.
Michael, maybe we have dessert for breakfast.
You are on to something with that.
Yeah, dessert first.
All right.
Priorities.
Number 60, drop your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Just let it go. How high, how close are they to your ears? Just let it down. That's a good one.
We don't realize how tense we hold ourselves.
No.
We really don't.
Well, especially if you're like me, who just like hovers over a computer all day, and you're like, oh, no wonder my neck always hurts.
I went to a new dentist like 2 weeks ago, and she was great. And she was like, you know, obviously in my mouth. And she was like, do you go to a chiropractor? And I was like, no. And she's like, you should. And I was like, what? Actually, I can tell in your jaw and in your neck that your back is out of line. And I was like, oh, okay.
Have you gone yet?
No, of course not. That's I tell other people what to do, Kristen. I don't do it. Come on.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here when we come back. Stay tuned. Your finest way.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no kid rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Low is around 27. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Low is around 21. About an inch of snow Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And our guest is Dr. Michael McCutcheon, as it always is on Thursdays. And we are coming back. And so we have a new question that we haven't done a question in a little while. So we're going to do a question about careers. And so, hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 30-year-old guy, and I feel really stuck about how best to spend my time this upcoming year. I'm recently married, and we want to start a family, so I feel a pull to spend time with my wife and be a family man. However, my boss has told me that they are considering me to become partner of my firm by the end of 2023. I love this place and really want to make partner and stay forever. However, it's super competitive. And once you're being considered for partner, if you don't make the cut, they typically don't consider you again. And you either have to go somewhere else or you stay here and make significantly less money over the long term. Can you help me with making this impossible decision? Do I need to spend more time at home or work a million hours a week this year in the hopes of a promotion?
This is a tough one, right? I mean, it's really tough because we have to decide between, you know, do I invest into a new marriage? Do I invest in trying to make partner? You know, we're always, whenever we're making a decision to do something, we're essentially making a decision to not do everything else, right? That's just what we are stuck with. I don't know your relationship or your situation. I think you give us a lot of good context. I would say, the safe answer to this is to really discuss it with your partner, with your new spouse, and say, you know, how comfortable are you with me this first year of our marriage being gone a lot, working a lot, and it's thinking of that as an investment in our future for us, for our kids if we choose to have them, any of those sorts of things, and get their answer. If they're also on the fence about it, my hunch is that you're probably in this position. And it sounds like a great place to work. You're probably in this position at a great place to work, and you're even being considered for partner, probably because you're a really bright person and you're probably really good at your job. And you're young, and in a young marriage, you have a lot of time in your life to do something. So if you're on the fence and you both are just totally split on it, I would go for it this year. Like go full tilt boogie and just make sure that your partner is at least on board and says, okay, you have my permission, and go for it. And then that way you don't have to wonder later, what if I had given it all, right? And if you didn't get it, right? So this way you push all your chips into the table, try to see what you can get out of it, and trying to make partner and live happily ever after. That sounds like a great outcome.
Well, also, because I kind of recognize myself, not that I'm going to make partner because that's not how this place works, but in the balancing of the three jobs that I have and all the different stuff that I do, and I enjoy my work and I like doing it and mm-hmm. I like building it, and there's a lot of different things to do, but also wanting to start a family soon. But the thing is, mm-hmm. Because I'm in a heterosexual relationship, it's like 9 months from now. And so there is a part of me that knows that I can work really hard this year, and a mm-hmm. balance may shift if and when the kid comes, but that's
right.
That's, there is a baked in period of time that from yeah. starting to baby coming that
right.
You can still work hard as long as you and your partner are on the same page in that yeah. time in the preparation, and then reevaluate, oh, like what is the breakdown of responsibilities and time spent and stuff like that. And so
it's really well said. Yeah.
But I'm also a workaholic, so don't listen to me.
Yeah. I feel like these questions are you often asking for permission to do something that somebody already wants to do. You know, that's usually where these questions sort of come from. I already want to be a partner. Can you tell me that it's okay to be a workaholic for 1 year? Or I already kind of like, I feel like I was going to hang out at home with my new wife. Can you just tell me that partner doesn't matter? Right. So if you're being honest with yourself, where are you leaning? And just
sometimes when we're looking yeah. for asking for advice, it's more that we're asking for validation of the thing that we already want to do. All right. Well, let's get into some football predictions, bets. Good bets.
Free money.
Free money. Can you disclose in the range of how much money you've won this season?
Oh, this season? Probably, I don't know, probably somewhere between, I don't bet that much. So like somewhere between $300 and $400. Oh. I only bet, but the biggest bet I made this year was $100 and it won. And so I took the $100 and bet it on something else. And then it lost. So I didn't even make anything. Right. So that just taught me a lesson. Like, let's keep it in like the 5, 10, 15, 20 zone. I did bet on Monday Night Football that Tom Brady would throw over 1.5 touchdowns. I bet $50 on that, which was very scary because they looked like total crap for three quarters. And then he pulled it out at the end. And so I learned my lesson. Back to the $5 and $10 bets we go. Yeah.
All right. Well, as we are now in playoffs, are there any underdogs that we should bet on? And why is it advantageous to bet on teams that are supposed to lose? Aren't we supposed to bet on teams that are supposed to win?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, you can make more money if you bet on a team that's supposed to lose because you get better odds for that. But another thing you can do, which I'd recommend this weekend, is just betting the underdogs with additional points. So like the Bengals are a great team and they're supposed to lose by 5, and the Giants have been looking really good and they're supposed to lose by 7. So I would bet on either the Bengals or the Giants, but I would take those points. You don't bet it straight up just them to win. You take those extra points. So even if the Bengals lose by 2 or 3, you still win. Or if the Giants lose by 4 or 5, you still win. But I bet on the Bengals or the Giants with those points.
You got that, Jane?
That's why.
Got it.
Jane's on it. She's on it.
All right. I think this is the final question because of time, but what's the safest bet someone can make this weekend?
The safest bet you can make this weekend is just bet on the Chiefs to just win straight up.
Really?
If the Chiefs
Who's the best team right now? Or is it the Chiefs?
I think that the Chiefs are in competition. I think the Chiefs are probably the best team in the AFC. Chiefs and the Bills and the AFC and the NFC, the Niners and the Eagles. I think, but the Chiefs are also playing babies. You know, the Jaguars are all, you know, they're all like 23 years old. They're all kids. They're going to be great. But if you want to make some money, just bet on the Chiefs straight up. And that will make you feel, make you feel smart.
Jaguars are the one that has Sunshine as their quarterback, right?
That's right. Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you so much. We will see you back here again at the same time next Thursday. Thank you for your advice.
Have a great week.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, President Biden got a look Thursday at some of the devastation caused by historic storms in California.
We'll see the full extent of the damage to the homes, the businesses, and the farms and ranches. And we now, we know some of the destruction is going to take years to fully recover and rebuild.
Snowblowers are hard at work in Wisconsin and in other parts of the Midwest, after a storm dumped 2 feet of snow in some areas. Investigators say they have still not found who leaked a draft Supreme Court decision in May that overturned Roe v. Wade. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The fact that this opinion leaked could still change the way that the Supreme Court does business. The justices might look at each other and their clerks with much more suspicion.
The investigators have conducted 126 formal interviews so far with 97 employees. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
World is just a great.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast wherever you find podcasts or on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So my next guests, as you probably know, we do a lot of real news and try to make jokes about the news, but there is also a different type of humor of using satire and parody to talk about the news in like the way The Onion does.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes it's headlines that look real, and maybe they could be real, but they are pointing out some of the more humorous sides of our culture. And so the two guys I have here today are the co-founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is exactly that. I'll let them explain it. But we have chief editor and founder of WNT, Ryan Odeya. And
gotta pull those mics up, guys.
Yep,
way close.
The mics are right about.
Way close.
And then co-founder and web designer Mesha Bradarvich.
Hi.
Did I say it right? Did I get it right? Close.
No,
close it,
right.
It up. All right.
Good.
So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
So what is Wisconsin News Today?
Wisconsin News Today is just a pastime of ours where we started with like a meme page on Facebook, and that kind of blew up, and we wanted like another way to kind of just release our funnies.
Release our funnies. I like that.
to release the funnies. And we have a fantastic team of people who none of us get paid. You know, we all just come up with stuff we find funny, and we don't much care if anyone else really finds it funny, as long as like the immediate group finds it fun.
As long as you can make each other laugh, that's a really important part.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So did this start in college?
I think only two people on our team went to college.
Okay, so no.
And it was when we had degrees, so yeah. It was after college.
Just make sure you're right on the mic.
Right on the mic.
So as far as, it was just a group of friends then? Because was it always, even with the meme page, about Wisconsin news?
Yeah, it's always been kind of Wisconsin-centric. We try to branch out a little bit with like national news and some other stuff that we cover. But yeah, it's always a lot of Wisconsin stuff, which is a little limiting sometimes.
So where do you draw, like what stuff do you like talking about? Because obviously like I've always, it's to me, Wisconsin is such a fascinating place. Even when I came back and started Asgo's Wisconsin, and mine was always going to be, my stuff was always going to be based on the actual news, but then potentially with a joke written in. So more like Daily Show, but your guys is more like Onion, where it is made up news.
Yeah,
that's kind of based in truth.
It's kind of weird. Like we almost have sort of an identity crisis where our news articles are like strictly satire, but like the videos and reels we put out usually cover actual events and things that are going on just kind of with a funny lens.
Okay.
You know?
So what are some of the more recent videos you guys have put out?
We covered Milwaukee's naked bike ride, which was fun. Got a little too into the spirit at the end there, but what else did we do? We covered a couple of videos on self-defense and how to defend yourself in case of an attack.
We did the Shrek Fest, too.
Oh, we covered Shrek Fest. You know, just the goofy stuff. Just, you know, the hard-hitting news that people want to hear.
Yeah.
What's your most fun? What did you have the most fun making? Because I think I've seen some of them where you guys were interviewing people on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
And like the man on the street type, is those ones more fun or
those are a lot of fun, but I'd say midnight on Brady Street when everyone's been drinking, half the people you talk to are just complete dumpster fires. You know, anything that comes out of their mouth, you know, cut that. Yeah. We got to get rid of that.
We'll just
can't put
keep
that
going
in there.
On and on.
Yeah.
Well, when you do that, do you, all those drunk people coming out of the bars, do you make all of them sign waivers then? Are they willing to sign them? Or do you just skip that part?
Waivers?
Yeah. You're like, they got their consent. It's fine.
They said yeah, off camera.
So what is the bigger like goal? And like, do you get a lot of engagement and feedback from like the audience that's like, because I think it is sometimes with Wisconsin, especially our politics, it sometimes sounds like a joke, but it is real. And so do you tap into the audience that is also kind of exhausted with some of the shenanigans that happen in the state?
The weirdest one with that is the hunters. The hunters are always think it's a real article.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we do anything about hunting or like we did an article about like it was like the Wisconsin DNR. Issues bulletproof vests to white-tailed deer, and it's the amount of people who just thought this was 100% real.
That's really funny because there's a certain Wisconsin comedian who plays a character who I think there's a lot of people who are fans of his comedy who don't know that it's a character.
I think we're aware of who you're talking about.
But it's also the same idea with like Stephen Colbert when he was doing Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people who watched that show thinking that he was that guy.
Oh, I remember one day he had made a statement and like on the show, he basically said, you know, this is a character I'm playing, you know, and that's kind of what we do, too.
Yeah.
Especially in our videos and stuff like that. Don't take it too seriously.
Don't take it too seriously. All right. Well, you guys, you kind of flip the script. So usually sometimes we prep and play a game with guests, but you guys prepared a game for Jane and I to play and see how good we are at fact or fiction.
Yep. So we've assembled, we did this last night. We assembled a couple articles that are real and sound like satire, and then we assembled a bunch of articles that are satire but sound like they could be real. And you have to pick out which ones are which.
Okay.
Love it.
We'll see how good we are. We read a lot of news, so we may be pretty good at this.
That's
we'll
one
find
thing
out.
We were worried about, because we were like, these ladies are informed.
Nothing more dangerous than an informed audience.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Or an informed woman.
Yeah.
All right. We're starting now?
If you want.
Let's start.
I have it revved up. Okay. So I guess we'll just pick one here. So here's an article. Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
That's false. That's not real. Okay. Jane?
I agree. It's false, but it's really good.
It's really funny.
Yes, that is from us. That is a WNT original.
Say it again.
Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
Is that from, was
it's
it Wausau?
It's from Wausau. It's the goats in Wausau mm-hmm. that they're eating like the bramble and yep. all the stuff. That
it's become quite a trend, actually.
That's really funny.
All right, good job. I got another one for you. 8-year-old calls out NPR for lack of dinosaur stories.
I think that's real.
I want it to be real.
I think it's real.
You are right. Yeah. That is from NPR, actually.
So what was the story there? So it was an 8-year-old?
Yeah, 8-year-old calls out NPR for lack of dinosaur stories. I assume they just got a letter in the mail or something.
That reminds me, there was something, I think, in L.A. of someone who was asking about a unicorn, like a kid who was asking about unicorns or something. Kids are the best.
you want to go with one?
All right. Oh, man. All right. Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg.
Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg. I think that's real.
I think it's false.
It is real. It's from Newsweek.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There was someone else like that. I feel like it was like Paul Ryan or someone. There was someone else, like some other straight edge person that was really annoying. That was like, oh, really, man?
See, I'm surprised Pence would join a fraternity.
That's true. That's true. We're talking to Ryan Odeya, the chief editor and founder of Wisconsin News Today, and Mesha Bradovic. Bradovic.
Better every time.
Oh, yes. What is that? Polish?
Bosnian.
Bosnian. Okay. Who is also a co-founder and web designer for Wisconsin News Today. And we're flipping the script, and they're asking us if we can tell the difference between some of their headlines that they've come up with that are not necessarily real stories and some real stories. So you got some more?
Yeah, I got another one for you here. Okay. Cat named Notorious Big Shot multiple times.
Cat named multiple big... Say it again?
Cat named Notorious Big.
After a rapper.
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, okay.
Shot multiple times and survives.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say false. There's no way a cat would get shot multiple times. I do believe there's a cat named Notorious B.I.G., though.
I think it's true.
I would have named him Notorious C.A.T. That's just me. But that is real. That's from CBC. And he was shot with a pelican by a neighbor kid. Not cool.
Not cool, kid.
Definitely not cool.
Aw.
Okay. All right, here's another one for you. Noah's Ark Water Park to lose tax exemption as religious site. A lot of people were mad about that one.
You really got Jade with that.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's yours.
Yes, that's...
That is yours, yeah, that, for sure. That's really good.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, all right.
Take her away. There's no, I was just kind of jumping.
All right.
Yeah, it's
all
okay. Right.
Culver's to stir up the waters with all new fat-free fish fry.
Culver to stir up the water with an all new fat-free fish fry. Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think you can.
I think that's a crime in Wisconsin.
I think it's, yeah.
It should be.
I would say that's one of your guys's.
Yep.
Yep.
It was, oh, it was dang one it. Of our they things. Got us again. Yep.
Just imagine the pushback. Can you imagine?
But I feel like what would you even have to put it in for it to be like, what would you couldn't fry it?
Well, you could bake it, I guess. But then it's not a fish fry.
Yeah.
Be a fish bake. She's right.
Fish bake
could be baked fish.
All right. Here's another one for you. McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
Say it again.
McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
I think that's true.
I want it to be true.
All right. You're correct. But if you can guess which major news network actually released that article, I'll throw on a hat.
Oh, wow. What major? New York Post.
I'll go with the Washington Post.
Fox News.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Oh, because they don't have any other news to cover, so I can see Fox jumping all over that.
It was like the Fox News, or was it like a Fox affiliate?
Nope. The Fox News.
Where was the robber?
Oh, geez. You know, you're going to make me click on the link.
Because I feel like that is because I just saw something. This was recent in Wisconsin. There was a guy who robbed a Wells Fargo, the same Wells Fargo, three times. And I feel like by the time, the third time that guy walks in, you're like, get out, dude. No, like, no, we do not want you here.
Yeah, that's some determination. He's
like, I don't know where else to go. I just said, this is the one that I know. I know who works there.
Worked last time.
Give me the money.
If it works twice.
Maybe.
It's going to work three times.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. You got a couple more?
Yep, I got this one. Five guys arrested after fight at Five Guys.
I think that's real.
Totally true.
Yep, that's from the Orlando Sentinel. Can you cut that?
Yeah, I can. Well, for the podcast, we'll go back and edit it. I love that because I could have been Florida men.
Oh, Florida men. Yeah.
Florida men. Five Florida men.
Five Florida men.
We all
men.
Love those headlines. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Candlelight vigil held as Kenosha residents mourn death of beloved turkey.
Oh, that was real. That I remember that. That one was real.
Yep, real.
False. That's from us. They didn't. There was the turkey that died, but they never held a candlelight vigil.
Oh, so
that was
close.
Tricky. That was a good one because I remember that turkey story. I was like, why is this news? And so I kind of just assumed in my brain, went back, I was like, it was news because they held a vigil for this turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. So where do you, like, how do you guys get your inspiration? Like, where do you, is it just
spitballing?
Do you just not get, have any, is there not any other extracurricular activities and you guys just like throw things against the wall?
Yeah, I'm kind of a busy man. I work full time for a nonprofit. I also do WNT at my time home and I'm also part of a sketch comedy group. So this is honestly lately the boys and gal have been taking up a lot of the legwork, and I'm really appreciative for them.
All right. Well, check out Wisconsin News Today if you want to laugh. You just got a taste of some of their headlines and their levity. So thank you guys so much for coming. This was so fun.
Thanks for having us.
And certainly subscribe. Wisconsin News Today.today is their website, and we'll link all of that in our show notes for today. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. That make you cry. Yes,
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 27. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 31. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder as we come to the end of our Thursday show that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover, have an idea for a guest we should have on, or have some just general feedback for Jane and I, you can, Jane and me, that's my one grammatical thing.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christian
and
me.
You know, the trick with that is when you say, when you take the other person out, it would be, if you have any feedback for I, wouldn't make sense. But feedback for me, so then it becomes, if you have any feedback for Jane and me.
That might help, except now I'm going to have to stop and think every time I want to do that. It just sounds grammatically wrong.
I know, but I digress. If you have feedback, asgoeswisconsin at civicmedia.us.
Let us know.
I actually have, because I'll tell this story. So also follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They're all a little different as far as what gets posted where. A lot of the videos, certainly on, you can watch the live stream if you're interested in what Jane and I do at the commercial break. You can watch.
Sometimes there are things that happen go on behind the scenes.
But you can always, on our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel, and Twitter, we stream the show. Certainly on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, kind of the shorter videos that I make that sum up. Are the shorter versions of some of the topics we talk about here, sometimes with a fun lip sync or dance. My one that I made last night, I was dancing.
Where are you?
Did I send this to you?
You didn't.
It was about gerrymandering, shocker.
The gerrymandered dance.
The gerrymandered dance. But I had someone respond someone commented on a video that I made a couple weeks ago now about the trains. And a train, the conversation being restarted on the train connecting Madison and Milwaukee. And someone had said and made the comment that they felt that sometimes I forget that there are other parts of the state. And I will admit, sometimes, as someone who's from Madison and lives in Milwaukee, obviously now we work in Waukesha, you know.
Southeast Wisconsin.
And so to a certain extent, without living in certain places, it's hard to know without the local reporting that's happening there, what's happening. And so I responded to that and just said, listen, I want to cover other stories, so let us know. And I got a ton of comments. So that's one of the things I'm working on this weekend, is going through and vetting out the stories that people are saying. A lot of it was different school boards, roads, I think some solar panel stuff.
Great.
So kind of looking at some of the suggestions that we got across the comment section and DMs, because I think there's some gold there that may or may not have been covered so far. So same thing to all of you who are listening right now. If there's things, light things, human interest things, or more serious things that you think we should be talking about, asgoeswisconsin at civicmedia.us. Got another promo. We got to talk about the $1 million ad giveaway.
We do. It's a week from today.
Week from today. Mark your calendars. January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m. If you are a small business owner, or you have a friend who is a small business owner who would benefit from having some advertising on the radio. Now, granted, Civic Media right now is statewide. As you hear when I say in the morning, we're in Amory up in northwest Wisconsin. We're in Wausau in Wisconsin Rapids in central Wisconsin. We're in Richland Center over in the Driftless region. We're in Oshkosh. I already said Amory. We're in Waukesha, which covers basically
down to Racine, Kenosha.
Yeah, all of like southeastern Wisconsin. And we're also in Madison. And so if you have a small business that is functions in any part of those regions or across the state, this is a great opportunity for you to get your message and business on air and try to reach a new audience. And so there's no catch. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million next week, Thursday,
starting at 9 a.m.
You can go there now and sign up to get yourself a reminder. If you're like me and maybe forget, come Thursday, but that's the website. Once you get there, you're going to have an application you fill out. And then from there, our sales team will be working hard to process all of the applications because this is such a good deal that I would imagine there's going to be a lot of them. And even if you've never done a radio ad before, we will work with you to help you figure out what the message is. We will record it. And if it works for you, there may be a sales pitch after the fact, but there's no catch in the upfront part of it. But this is the important part.
It's all about us.
It's all about us. I mean, truly. Let's be honest. It's two theater kids. Of course, it's all about
Kristen
us.
Kristen and me.
When you fill out the application, there's going to be a question of who sent you or how did you hear about this? And I need you to say Jane and Kristen on Asgo's Wisconsin. So like the most important part. Maybe not the most important, but it's the most important.
Oh, that's important to us.
And so check it out. Let us help you. And I'm really excited to see also the variety of businesses that are going to be able to take part in this.
Absolutely. And we have a whole team. We have sales reps and a sales manager and creative people. Mm-hmm. And so if you think this is a little daunting, and that's why they're there to help you figure out, what's your biggest need? How can we help you address that need and get the word out about you? So
totally
take advantage of it. Seriously.
And then tomorrow we have one more show for the week. I can't believe how quickly January is.
It's gone, hasn't it, though? Yeah.
Bye. But I'm excited because in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow, Matt Miller from On Milwaukee is going to be here because
we
haven't talked to him for a while. The end of 2022 for us was a little,
we both got sick
for 2 weeks and we were sick and it was the holidays. And so some of these regular guests that we love having, that schedule got a little screwed up. But he's going to be back as the entertainment guru that he is because the Oscar nominations are coming up. And I have not done a great job of, since the Golden Globes, watching a lot of the movies that I want. Which one did you watch?
I watched two of them. Okay. And I really want to ask Matt about this because I think there's something wrong with me. So I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once and The Banshees of Inverness.
And you didn't...
I have mixed feelings about both of them. They were both Golden Globe winners in some categories or other.
Uh-huh.
But I am not getting everything. Maybe I'm too old.
Wow.
Maybe I'm just not smart enough.
Because have you heard of or watched The Menu yet?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
It was horrible.
So we watched it Sunday, and I liked it. This is, and now I've opened a can of worms. We only got a minute left before we got to wrap up the show. Maybe we'll save this for tomorrow. Maybe this is part of the thing with Matt tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll talk about the Oscar nominations and we'll also talk about some of the movies that may or may not have gone over our head. Or is it okay that we just didn't like them and it's not that we're stupid and we didn't understand it, right? All right. Well, I only got a couple seconds. So stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for listening and texting and calling. We'll be back for our Friday show, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great day.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.